Joined on the line now by the former BDO World Trophy winner, James Wilson, who will be taking part in the Coral UK Open Darts starting this Friday at Minehead Butlins. James, very good afternoon to you. How have you found things so far in your first few months switching from the BDO to the PDC circuit?
Good afternoon. I found it difficult at the beginning. The different structures, the BDO, all the floor events, they're really loud and boisterous, and then when you get to the stage, it's quiet. And on the PDC side, it's the opposite side of the coin. It's quiet when you're qualifying, and then obviously, you know, the crowds, you know, when you're on stage, are massive at PDC.
Is that something you're looking forward to on Friday, the fact that you'll be on you're on the TV stage, so you'll be in front of the louder audience?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. When I played the qualifier in Germany, and I really enjoyed the crowd there. It was really good.
It's a different experience. We watched Lakeside on TV. You won the World Trophy last year at Blackpool. You won the Zuiderdown Masters in the Netherlands in 2013. Is that the biggest difference between the two organisations, really, to the person at home? The difference in the crowd who are watching and the way they behave?
Yeah, it is, really. I mean, once you're at the PDC side, it's all about everybody enjoying themselves, which I totally agree with. At the BDO, it can be quiet when you're on stage, and just that one little voice you can hear. Whereas with the PDC, you'll not pick anybody out, so you can concentrate more on the board.
You mentioned it before, and for those who are unaware, the qualifying events, the Pro Tour events, are played up and down the country in leisure centres generally, but in front of no crowds whatsoever, and almost in silence. Is that hard to play when there's actually no noise whatsoever?
It's actually a lot easier at the qualifiers, because you've got plenty of room, there's no noise, like I say, and you can get on with your game. And I think when you take it to the stage, you expect, you know, there to be noise. And I think on the floor, you can concentrate more, and I feel that it's a lot better than, say, the BDO, where when I was in the BDO, you had about 2 foot to play your game, then you'd have people coming up talking to you, and you're trying to concentrate, and that, it's just not good enough in that.
You've qualified in 37th place on the order of merit. That means you go straight into the last 96, and you've got a veteran of the PDC, Mark Frost, up in the first round. You never played him before, but you must be looking forward to it, especially being on ITV4 in front of a national audience again.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. Like you say, I've never met him. I don't think I've seen him on tour. I probably have, but I've just not noticed him. But I am looking forward to being there, and, you know, being on ITV4 and being on the main stage. That's the main part about it. I'm really looking forward to that.
And this is a tournament which has had some surprise names reach the final in the past. Are you hoping that potentially in your first major PDC event you could go quite far in this tournament?
Yeah, it'd be a nice dream. I mean, I am looking forward to it. I'm playing well. I'm practicing well, so hopefully it's just on the weekend. If it goes well, then there's no reason why I shouldn't be able to win it.
Is that something that's changed moving over to the PDC? Do you practice more? Do you have any different routines since moving over?
Yeah, I mean, since moving over, that's all I do now. Is I just practice, and it shows in my game, you know, that I'm getting better and better. And I think that's what it is, really. You need to practice to try and beat these big boys. I mean, they're doing the same at home. They're practicing, so you've got to be at the same level.
I mean, you start off when you move across on £0. It's a 2-year order of merit for those who aren't aware, so you've got some catching up to do on the boys at the top of the end. But you look at Stephen Bunting's performance last year, moving over and cracking the top 32 within a year. Obviously, it's very difficult to do that, but what are your aims for your first year in the PDC?
My first year, I've not set myself any limits whatsoever, because I feel that if you set yourself limits at the beginning, like you say, they're all in front of me. And if I try and catch them, then it'll put pressure on me. So the easiest way I can catch them is no pressure at all, and just let the games come.
What's your main aim for this weekend? And as I say, you must be great to get to your first tournament in the PDC, your first time you can qualify for a major TV event, and there you are on the TV stage on Friday lunchtime.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I really am. Hopefully it all goes well and I can keep progressing in the tournament. And the main focus is the first game, get that over with, and then we'll see what happens after that.
And it being an open draw, it could be anyone in the round afterwards. It could be Phil Taylor, it could be another player down the other end of the rankings. It's the beauty of this event, how unpredictable it is.
It is the beauty of the event, because you don't know who you're going to draw. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to that as well. I really am.
Excellent stuff, James. Thank you very much for your time, and the very best of luck this weekend, and we'll keep in touch with you watching on the TV this weekend.